20 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and generally this is when Jasper van Wessen from Holler Trails joins us, and here he is again on a Thursday. Nice to see you, Jasper.
Good to be here.
And you've brought in the very important guest.
Yes.
Who is a director of Baldwin, a major property developer in not only this part of the world, but in fact across the country. Kyle Gallagher, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on the afternoon show.
Thanks for having me.
And you're here because you are now very much associated with the joy that is Holler Trails. It's one of our national treasures, certainly one of our regional and local treasures. And the fact that you've associated or become associated with that is a kudos to both of you, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But
let's talk about that that sponsorship. What does it entail?
So it's a sponsorship of the Pink riding and running routes.
Yeah, both riding and running.
Yeah, and it's an annual sponsorship. We pay towards that, and we hopefully can promote people to get out there and enjoy the trails as much as we do.
And as a quid pro quo, no doubt, to cement the value of the brand that is Baldwin and your marvelous development in the center of Ballito, which I've got to compliment you on. I actually haven't ever been invited to have a look around. And, you know, it's one of those marvelously gated establishments where those that are lucky enough to live there have the access of your public space, which I believe is world-class.
Yeah, it's exclusive to the residents, the Lifestyle Center, and we pride ourselves on developing lifestyle centers that promote a healthy lifestyle. So it's equipped with a full-on gym, squash court, paddle court, soccer pitch, health spa in there, restaurant with an operator that is very health conscious. So we promote a healthy lifestyle, and that was what inspired us to start Baldwin Sports and get involved with Holler Trails.
So there's a natural association and a natural link. I just want to point out that the lifestyle center that Kyle is talking about is their own lifestyle public space in the Baldwin, what do you call it, Baldwin Hills?
It's Ballito Hills.
Ballito Hills.
Yeah.
Not the lifestyle center, shopping center that we're currently
Correct,
broadcasting from.
Clubhouse.
Although they're both marvelous.
Yep.
So we will take that that shared acclaim together. But so I presume you are a cyclist or a runner that has been out on the Pink Route. Why did you choose that one?
So for us, I think the Pink Route is definitely one of the more popular routes. I generally enjoy it. We've got quite a big squad that ride quite often, and Pink is definitely one of our favorites.
Yeah, it's the most busy route of all, definitely.
Yeah.
So this I presume now pegs the estate, your development, as well, you've alluded to the fact that you encourage a healthy lifestyle for those that live and work in this part of the world. Certainly, the Holler Trails offer adds tremendously to the lifestyle of this North Coast living environment. Does Baldwin have any plans to continue on the current trend? Because there seems to be some vacant land around here.
Yeah, I mean, we are about 70% through at Ballito Hills. I mean, the sales have been tremendous.
Have they been good?
They have been very good.
Because from what I hear, with the interest rates having hit the lofty heights that they're currently sitting at, it's affected the affordability for those that would be ordinarily attracted to your offer.
It has, but we've seen the sales bounce back really, really well in the last 2 months. What does happen is the affordability of people that were above our bracket are now able to afford our product, and we're seeing a number of investors still invest in the development because we're getting good rental yields.
Good returns.
Yeah. So.
And I hear that there is some evidence to suggest that we possibly have hit the top of the interest rate hike, and that from here it turns around and hopefully will return to a much more friendly level.
We're holding thumbs, and I think people can.
We all do.
I think people can see that there's a bit of stability at the moment, and we're not going to be getting hopefully any more major increases, which has brought some of that confidence back into the market. And we're definitely seeing the market turn, especially on our developments, and the sales are definitely picking up.
Well, that's magnificent, and more strength to your bow, because you've developed something marvelous there. And I say it because, from what I've seen and what I've heard, when I say what I've seen, I've looked at the documentation and the evidence before me. I haven't been there. I'm nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Hoping for an invitation one of these days.
Definitely. The invitation's always there. I'll personally take you through the developments.
That would be absolutely cool because I hear good things.
Brilliant.
And the good things that we're talking about, of course, is that the we call it a sponsorship, but it's more of a joint venture, I think, in investment in healthy lifestyle.
Support of the Holla Trails.
Yeah.
And without sponsors, we simply would not be able to sustain the quality that we offer to clients.
So it's a good thing that you have done here, and we thank you for that. And Jasper van Wessen, I think your Holla Trails operation just goes from strength to strength. And that's really full credit to you and the team. And we're very delighted to be able to host this conversation on a weekly basis.
Absolutely.
And look forward to catching up again in a week's time. My very special guest, Carl Gallagher from Baldwin Properties and Jasper van Wessen from Holla Trails. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thanks for having us.
A great pleasure. And the show continues with Sean Kingston.